Omer HaTenufa and the Shtei Alechem. The Omer HaTenufa is brought Pesach time. It's made out of, it's a carbon out of barley, and it's matir all of the new grain for regular, cool, and mundane purposes. At that point, all the grain is now usable. It's the first carbon brought from the new grain. It's a dafka made out of barley. We pointed out agriculturally that that's when the barley harvest is, in the early spring. Later, 50 days later, on Shavuos, we bring the Shtei Alechem, which is a wheat carbon, and that is matir all of the new grain for kachim purposes, for carbonos. We noted also, and that agriculturally, that's when the wheat is harvested in later spring. Obviously, we pointed out that there are different regions, and wheat grows at different times in different regions, and there's winter wheat, and there's the spring wheat. But this was the general practice, and this is when the standard barley in Eretz Yisrael, when the standard barley and wheat is harvested. That's on an agricultural level, and that all of our Yom Tovim, we know at their earliest roots had agricultural roots, but there's other factors as well that contribute to the significance of a Yontif. And we already mentioned from the Medrash that this process of going from barley to wheat is the process of going from Meichel Behemoth to Meichel Adam. And the significance is that when we left Mitzrayim, we didn't leave Mitzrayim just to be free men. We left Mitzrayim in order to makabel the Torah. And the Torah, Kabbalas HaTorah, Matan Torah, is what allows us to truly be human and allows us to truly assume our elevated position in creation. And therefore, the process of going from barley to wheat is significant in the process of a person. And that's what we do during Sfiras Omer. We build up day after day. We know that in Kabbalistic literature, there are different midos that are supposed to be focused on the different days of Sfira, and the purpose there is we're supposed to try to perfect ourselves and make ourselves better, make ourselves more roy for Kabbalas HaTorah. That we spoke about on Friday, and that is the mitzvah of Havas HaOmer, bringing the Karban Omer. But there is another mitzvah in the Torah, and that is the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. The Torah tells us in Pashas HaMoadim. Where is Pashas HaMoadim? Vayikra Chav Gimel in Emor, this week's parsha. Everyone should remember that always. Vayikra Chav Gimel. This is where we have Eile Moadei Hashem, and we have the key psukim of the different holidays. If you ever want to remember where the key discussion is of the holidays, it's in Emor. Eile Moadei Hashem Mikroi Kodesh Asher Tikru Osamim Oadam. So in Pasuk, starting from Pasuk Tes, we have a discussion of the Karban HaOmer. Then we're told Usfartem Lachem Yimochras HaShabbos. Miyom haviyachem es omer atenufa. You should count from the day after Pesach. That was a debate between the Tzedukim and the Prushim. If mimochas haShabbos means Sunday, or if it means the day after the first day of Pesach, which is the day of rest, meaning it's the day where we don't do malacha. Sheva shabbosos temimos tiyena. They should be 7 full weeks. That word temimos is going to be important. Ad mimochas haShabbos hashviyas tisbru chamishim yom. So here the Torah tells us 7 weeks, 50 days. And here we learn the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. Now the question is the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer dependent on the Omer and the Shtei Alechem? Clearly in the Torah, we're told, you're bringing the Omer, then from the Omer you count 50 days until you get to the Shtei Alechem. So midio raisa, is there a din of Sfiras Omer without the Omer and the Shtei Alechem? Or is the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer dependent on the karbonos that you're counting between? The reason why we would think that maybe it is independent is because we're told in Devarim, see here in Emor, the discussion is all about the karbonos. However, in Devarim, Tezayin, Tez and Parshas Re'ei, here we're told, Shivo Shavuos Tispar Loch, you shall count 7 weeks. Mehachel Chermesh Bekama. Anyone know what those words mean? What's the Chermesh? The sickle. Very good. When the sickle begins to cut the Kama. The Kama are the stalks that stand up. This is actually where we learn that you're supposed to do Sfiras Omer counting standing up. I'm playing words from this pasuk. Because it's Mehachel when you're standing. But here we're told, Me'achel Charmesh Mekamo, when the sickle starts in the fields. What does that mean? In English, what does that mean?
When you start harvesting.
When the harvesting begins, exactly. Techel l'spor shiva shavuos. V'asiso chag shavuos l'ashem l'kecha. And what you do when you finish counting? Celebrate shavuos. So here in Devarim, completely divorced from the discussion of any karbonos, here we're told, you know how you count, get to the chag shavuos? Chag shavuos, you count 50 days after Pesach. So, here we have a good argument that maybe there should still be a mitzvah d'oraisa of Sfiras Omer, even without karbonos. Because the counting in Emor is about the karbonos, but the counting in Devarim is about the chag. So this is going to raise the important question for us, is the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer nowadays a chiyuv d'oraisa, or is it a chiyuv d'rabbanan? There's also an interesting question, which I brought up just for thought, which is, whose mitzvah is this? Is this a mitzvah on Beis Din? Or is this a mitzvah on each one of us individually? Why should we need to count it? Isn't this Beis Din's job? They need to know when to bring. They need to tell the Beis HaMikdash when it's time to bring the Karbon Shtei Alechem. Or they need to know when Judaism, when the Klal Yisrael should celebrate Shavuos. But why do we each have a mitzvah to count Sfiras HaOmer? So that's also an interesting discussion brought up. Yukin and the Psukim, when do you have a mitzvah, like for instance, counting Shemitos and Yovelos, which is a mitzvah on, based in, and when do you have a chiyav on each individual? What I'd like to speak about primarily today is the first issue we brought up, which is the issue of D'oraisa versus D'rabbanan. What is the status nowadays of Sfiras HaOmer? Certainly, Bizman Beis HaMikdash, when we're bringing karbanos, Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah D'oraisa. Independent, another mitzvah besides the mitzvah, and sure enough, the Rambam and the Chinuch, they all count it as different mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to bring the Omer, there's a mitzvah to bring the Shtei Alechem, and there's a mitzvah to count in between. Sfiras HaOmer. What about nowadays? Is the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer nowadays D'oraisa? So there is a machlokas between Abaye and a Meimar, and Daf, Samoch, Vo, in Menachos. Why is it in Menachos? Why is it? The Omer, right? The Omer is, and the Shtei Alechem are both minchas. They're karbanos that are brought from grain. Okay, so here in Andav Samach Vav Amid Aleph. I thought it was Samach Vav Amid Aleph. Is it not Samach Vav Amid Aleph? Samach, not Samach Zayin. There we go. Samach Vav Amid Aleph. Kufa. Amar Abaye mitzvah lemimne yome u'mitzvah lemimne shvuei. Abaye holds, what's the mitzvah? Count days and count weeks. Says Ameimar. Rabbanan debate Rav Ashi manu yomei manu shvuei. That's what they did to help like Abaye. Ameimar manu yomei velo manu shvuei. Ameimar held only days. Why? Zechel Mikdashu, he explained himself. He defended himself. Why do you feel the need to defend himself? Abaye didn't feel the need to defend himself. Why do you feel the need to defend himself? Who's more pashit? Abaye. Why? What does the Torah say? The Torah says count weeks. It does also say you realize days. It says chamishim yom, tisparu chamishim yom. You should count 50 days. So days is in the pasuk. But it's very hard to get away from the weeks. It says Shabbos Shabbosos Tamimos Tiena. Now, so in Emor, if I had to ask you, based on Emor, which one's more Iker, the days or the weeks? What would you say based on Emor? Emor says, Shabbos Shabbosos Tamimos Tiena, Tisparu Chamishim Yom, count 50 days. When you look in Re'eh, Shiva Shavuos Tispor Lach, you shall count 7 weeks. So if you look at Emor and Devarim together, it's very clear you're supposed to count weeks and you're supposed to count days. So Abaye is great. Abaye doesn't need to explain anything. He's just doing what it says in the Torah. Comes along a Meimar, and a Meimar says, no, just count days. So Abaye is Pashit. Why? That's what it says in the Torah. A Meimar is the one who needs to explain himself. Why is he saying to count only the days? So comes along a Meimar, and he says, Zecher l'mikdash. It's only a Zecher l'mikdash. Now, Zecher l'mikdash means it's a d'rabbanan. This is only, nowadays, a mitzvah d'rabbanan. I don't think Ameimar is saying that Bizman Beis HaMikdash, you should only count days. or else he wouldn't have explained himself, oh, it's because it's a Zecher LeMikdash. And in fact, Rashi explains, what does Rashi comment and say? Rashi says, since nowadays it's not a chovah, because there's no Karban Omer, meaning, you see in Rashi, that what, if you hold it's Dirabbanan, why is it Dirabbanan? Because the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer is dependent on the Karban. And if there's no Karban, there's no mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. So there's no mitzvah deoraisa of Sfiras Omer. And therefore, days, meaning, if it wouldn't be Dirabbanan, what would you do? You would do days and weeks. So mina Torah, it's pashit. It's days and it's weeks. The question is, nowadays, what do we do? So, you're all towards the end of Shana Aleph. You're all experts in learning now. So if I told you, good, so let's look at the Gemara. We have a machlokas, abaye, and a meimar. What's the shorish ha-machlokas? What's the yisoda? Or what are they arguing over? What's the lomdus? What would you say? Posh it. What's the machlokas? Is the chi of today dioraisa dirabona? Seemingly, Abaye holds. It's dioraisa nowadays, and that's why you continue to do days and weeks, because it's dioraisa. And in lomdus, what would you say that means? What's the lomdus?
Because it's what the Torah says.
That the chi of svira is independent of the karbon. It's a separate mitzvah. It's independent. Yaakov, right? Yeah, I know. It's independent.
When
do
you say it's
dependent
on? Shavuos. The day? Like the day that
we have to count to get, we have to count to know when the holiday of Shavuos is.
There's a mitzvah of
Shavuos.
So then
it'd be a mitzvah decision, not wrong.
No, there's a mitzvah to count when Shavuos is.
No, I mean, it depends on the karma.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, we're going to talk about that more tomorrow. Is this going to impact about whether it's a mitzvah of Shavuos man grum? You see, we're going to have to figure out, Netanel, how much is it part of Shavuos? Because Shavuos is also time-dependent. Women are chayiv in Shavuos, aren't they? Women are chayiv in Shabbos, it's time-dependent. So there are going to be exceptions to the rule of Mitzvah Saseh Shas Man Grama. And if you're going to try to shtup Sfiras Omer into Shavuos, maybe they'll be chayiv in Sfiras Omer because they're chayiv in Shavuos. So we're going to have to come to that. We're going to get to that maybe tomorrow or the day after, probably tomorrow. Are they not chayiv in the Karban Omer? So it's a mitzvah on tzibur, right? So we have to figure out if this is a time-dependent mitzvah or not. How do we look at this? Part is going to be part of the nature of how you define mitzvah saseh shas man grama. But let's go back to our issue. So the pashtus of the machlokes Rambam, Abaye and Ameimar, excuse me, is Abaye holds that the mitzvah nowadays is dioraisa. Why? Because it's independent of the Karban. Maybe it's dependent on Shavuos, just throwing it out there as a suggestion. A Meimar, though, holds that it's Dirabbanan, meaning it's dependent on the Karbonos, as was Mashma and Rashi. And therefore, nowadays, since it's only Zecher LeMikdash, we're able to be Mako, and you don't have to do the full-blown mitzvah, you don't have to do the days and the weeks. Now, this is the simple explanation, and as we're going to see soon, this is seemingly the way that the Rambam learned up the sugya. Simple lomdus, works out nicely, everything's very nice. There is still an outstanding tarte mashma. There is an outstanding question, which is, why, if it's Zecher LeMikdash, does it now get downgraded to only doing days? If you would have told me it's Dirabbanan, let's say Ameimar would have said, only days, you know why? It's only Dirabbanan. Then I hear, you know, Dirabbanan, it's less, it's Dirabbanan. You don't have all of the requirements, it's only Dirabbanan. But he didn't just say it's Dirabbanan. What did he say? He said it's Zecher LeMikdash. Now, if you're trying to commemorate the way it was done in the Beis HaMikdash, shouldn't you do it the same way it was done in the Beis HaMikdash? Why wouldn't you do it the same way it's done in the Beis HaMikdash? And this is one of the questions that the Grizz is seemingly coming to address. The Briskarov raises this issue and says, wait a second, but if it's Zecher LeMikdash, we're not doing Zecher LeMikdash. We're not doing what they did in the Mikdash. So the Brisker Rav points out that we find this sometimes, that sometimes the takana, the nature of the takana, wasn't to do what they did, but just to do something to remember that they did something. And he points out that we find this sometimes. For instance, the Tilas Lulav. Midioraisa, the Lulav is taken one day. Lulav is taken one day. Midioraisa, you know that? Midioraisa. If you live in Woodmere, you only take your lulav on day one. That's it. if you were at the mikdash, like if you did aliyah l'regel, if you were hanging out in the mikdash, there was a mitzvah 7 days to bring the lulav. But that's only in the mikdash. It says lifnei Hashem. It's only in the mikdash that you have that chiyuv, not in Woodmere.
Did they even bring on Shabbos?
I mean, was it docha Shabbos?
Yeah.
Bizman mikdash, yes. Okay. Now, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai was very concerned that now, nowhere are they taking it 7 days. Not in the Mikdash, not in Chutz Laaretz, not in Medina, what's called, outside of the Mikdash. Eretz Yisrael, also. So if so, that's a shame. What's going to happen? Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt soon. We're not going to have a remembrance of the fact that they used to take it 7 days. So he instituted Midrabanan, we take it 7 days everywhere. Midrabanan. So nowadays in Woodmere, day one is the Oraisa. Day 2 through 7 is only Midrabanan. Okay. But that's not the only difference between them. There are dinim that apply, there are psulim. We're more machmir about the Dioraisa days than we are with the Dirabanan days. For instance, it says, lachem lachem bayom rishon. What do we learn out from the word lachem? That it has to be yours. You have to own it. You can't borrow someone's lulav and be yotzi the mitzvah on day 1 in Woodmere and day 1 through 7 in the mikdash. You know why? Because there's a din of lachem. You have to own your lulav. There's another din. It's got to be complete. Gemara says Rabbi Chanina took a bite out of his esrog. He was hungry. He took a bite out of his esrog. Oh, how can he do that? Isn't there a psul that has to be complete? Yeah, that's only on day 1. Day 2 through 7 don't have those. What do you mean? If midioraisa, if the dioraisa way of doing the mitzvah Pesach is that has to be yours. It has to be complete. How come in the Midrabanans, which were instituted by Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, Zecher LeMikdash, how come you don't have to follow the same rules of the Dioraisa? So says the Brisker Rav by us, that you see that when they instituted Zecher LeMikdash, it doesn't necessarily mean it has to be done the exact way it was done in the Beis HaMikdash. It just means you have to do something to commemorate the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Brisker Rav says. Now, I'll take a question in 1 second. Kanireh, as I mentioned a moment ago, the Rambam learned off our machlokas in the way that we address. What have we said so far? We've explained the machlokas of Abaye and Amemar. We've noted that their machlokas is dependent on, is the mitzvah nowadays d'oraisa d'rabbanan? That machlokas d'oraisa d'rabbanan is probably dependent on the lomdus of, is Sfiris Omer totally on the carbon? Or maybe totally on the Chag. And the Rambam paskins like Abaye and says that nowadays there is a mitzvah d'oraisa of Sfiris Omer and you have to count the days and the weeks like Abaye. So the halacha is like Abaye and the Rambam holds that that means that the mitzvah is d'oraisa. Clearly the Rambam learned that the machlokas between Abaye and Amemar was, is it mid'oraisa or is it Zecher LeMikdash? And we paskin it's d'oraisa. This is the psak of the Rambam. The Ran notes that there's even a medrash that implies like the Rambam, even though the Ran tries to like answer it away. The medrash says that when Klal Yisrael got the to- when Klal Yisrael, when Moshe Rabbeinu was up, b'shosh amar lehem Moshe tavduna kolam bahar hazeh, amar lo Yisrael Moshe Rabbeinu emosai. And when Hashem, when Moshe told Klal Yisrael, soon we're going to get the Torah, Klal Yisrael were very excited. They said, when Rebbe, when are we getting the Torah? So he said to them, after 50 days, start counting. After 50 days, we'll get the Torah. What do you see in that medrash? There were no carbon omer at that point. You see that the counting was already predated the omer and the shtei alechem, and it was already built upon what? Upon what? What was the counting then in that medrash built upon? Kabbalah Satorah. That's right, Shavuos, Kabbalah Satorah. So this medrash sounds a little bit like the Rambam, that it's not dependent on the omer, it's dependent on the Chag. Okay. This is how the Rambam seemingly understood things. However, the Rambam is actually... Did I say the Ran or the Rambam? I meant the Rambam if I didn't say the Rambam. This is how the Rambam explained things. However, the Rambam is seemingly the Das Yochid or the minority in terms of understanding the Machlokas, Abaye and Amemar. Everything I explained to you right now, you could have done on your own. This was just analysis of the psukim, the pashtus of what was going on in the Gemara. Abaye versus Amemar. The Ran is the Chiddush. comes along the Ran, and the Ran says, that's not the Hesber of the Machlokas. Is it D'oraisa or is it D'rabbana? Says the Ran, everybody holds it's D'rabbana. Strike all this from the record. Everybody holds that it's not, that it's dependent on the, that it is dependent on the Ran. Says, everybody holds it's dependent on the Karban. Nowadays it's D'rabbana. Everybody holds it's D'rabbana. However, and we paskin still, like Abaye. Meaning Amemar is clearly D'rabbana. The Ran comes and says, Abaye is also D'rabbana, and we paskin like Abaye. This is what the Ran says. Now, if this is true, that they both hold this D'rabbana, now we really need to understand, what's the Machlokas then? If the Machlokas is about D'oraisa D'rabbana, and everything worked out very nicely, if everybody holds that Sfiras Omer nowadays is D'rabbana, in order to do the mitzvah D'oraisa, you need the Karbanos, and therefore nowadays it's just the mitzvah D'rabbana, what are they arguing over? How come Abaye says do weeks and days? How come Amemar says to do the days? So I want to explain the Machlokas in two different ways. Let's say as follows. Way number one, I'm not sure which one is correct. I think the Griz is alluding a little bit to what I'm saying, but we're going to try to take some ideas from the Griz and maybe run with them a little bit. And I will allow you guys to judge the validity of what I'm suggesting. It could be that we have a machlokas here. Everybody, remember, let's just get the playing field. Everyone holds it's d'rabbana. But yet Amemar was the one who came and tried to justify himself by saying, Zecher l'mikdash, Zecher l'mikdash. So what did Abaye hold? He also held it was d'rabbana. Did he hold it was d'rabbana and not Zecher l'mikdash? Did he hold it was Zecher l'mikdash and they're arguing over what Zecher l'mikdash means? So I want to give two suggestions. Suggestion number one is what is the purpose of a Zecher l'mikdash? What's the matara? Why did Chazal institute Zecher l'mikdashes? It could be that Zecher l'mikdash is there just to remember the fact that something existed. We want to remember that there once was this practice in Klal Yisrael, back when the Beis HaMikdash was around, to memorialize something that we used to do. That's one reason. Another reason you might institute a Zecher l'mikdash is not just to remember it was done, but to perpetuate it. To continue it, to say, I don't care if the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. We're still going to do this. We're going to go forward. The Beis HaMikdash will be back soon. I have a Muna Shleim and the Beis HaMikdash is coming back. So we're not going to stop just because the Romans destroyed our Beis HaMikdash. We're going to keep doing this. Is the purpose of a Zecher l'mikdash to remember that something used to happen? Or is it to keep it going, to keep the flame alive? Maybe this is the machlokas, not necessarily about all Zecher l'mikdashes, but about this Zecher l'mikdash. Why do we have a mitzvah of Sfiras Omer nowadays? It's not the Oraisa, because there's no carbon. So why do we have Zecher l'mikdash nowadays? Abaye apparently holds, the mitzvah is to recreate what they did in order to perpetuate, to continue doing it. So we need to recreate exactly what they did. They counted days and weeks, we're going to count days and weeks. We are being zecher through doing maybe perhaps what we're trying to avoid. We don't want to forget how it was done. And therefore, we do it exactly the way that they did it. We don't want to forget how it was done. Or we want to perpetuate the practice. That's one way to say it. However, Amemar argues, Amemar maybe holds, that Zecher l'mikdash is not about recreating, it's not about perpetuating, it's just about memorializing. It's remember that we used to do this. Now, it's not about doing what they did. That's not our goal here. Our goal is just to do something so that we remember that there was once this mitzvah called Sfiras Omer. We can't do it nowadays, but let's do something. Mashal Ma'adar Adoma, the Gemara discusses, let's say you don't have an Esrog, or let's say you don't have a kosher lulav. Should you bring a non-kosher lulav just so that everybody remembers that there's a mitzvah called lulav? You know, you're living in Poland. It's not a tropic. It's not the tropics. You don't have palm trees in northern Poland. It's freezing cold. How are you going to get a lulav? So this year you're not able to get a lulav. So should you not do anything? Or maybe you should take a pasul lulav. Maybe you should take last year's lulav that's, you know, sitting waiting to get burned with the chametz. Maybe you should take last year's lulav. I know, it should have been burned already. You forgot, and you were saving it for the next year. So you have your old lulav. Maybe you should take your old lulav just to remember that there's this thing. The Gemara discusses this in Sukkah. In order to remember that there's a mitzvah called lulav. So apparently a Maimar learns that the Zecher LeMikdash is not to recreate, to perpetuate, but rather it's just to memorialize, to remember that there was once a thing called Sfiras Omer. And therefore, he doesn't mind being Mekel. You don't have to do everything. You don't have to do the weeks. We'll let you do the days. You do the days. We'll do one thing. We'll be Mekel. And that's the Lashon of the Ran. The Ran says, because it's only a Zecher LeMikdash, so we're Mekel. We don't require you to do the weeks as well. Like Rashi said, since it's not a Chova, so we let you get by with just the days. So this is one suggestion I want to make in terms of what's the machlokes between Abaye and a Maimar. I'll take all your questions and suggestions in one thing. Let me just give my second suggestion. Another possible hesbert between the machlokes between Abaye and a Maimar is based on an idea, roughly based on an idea, not said in this context, but I heard otherwise, b'shem the Rav, that there are two different types of Zecher LeMikdashes. Not two different goals, but two different types of Zecher LeMikdashes. There's Zecher LeMikdash b'chorbana, and there's Zecher LeMikdash b'vinyana. What does that mean? Sometimes we do a Zecher LeMikdash, and I know this is a little bit similar to what I was saying a second ago. It might just be a different way of saying it. Sometimes we have a Zecher LeMikdash that we want to remember how amazing the Beis HaMikdash was. And therefore, we do things like they did then because we want a taste of the Beis HaMikdash. That's called Zecher LeMikdash Bivinyana. We want to remember the building, the built Beis HaMikdash, the splendor of the Beis HaMikdash. You know, like we do Simchas Beis HaShoeva nowadays. So what do? We have a big party and we dance, and the Mishnah tells us, if you didn't see the Simchas Beis HaShoeva in the Beis HaMikdash, you never saw a party. That was a party. What an amazing party it was, the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So nowadays we also have a Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Why? We want to remember what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. That's one type of Zecher LeMikdash. Zecher LeMikdash Bivinyana. I want to remember the built Beis HaMikdash, the glory of the Beis HaMikdash. That's a happy Zecher LeMikdash. There's another type of Zecher LeMikdash, which is Zecher LeMikdash B'chorbana. We want to remember the fact that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, and that it's destroyed, and that we're sad. What's the classic example of that? Right, leaving a square in your house that's not completed, or at a chuppah, breaking the glass. You know, nowadays I see a lot of people have started to change the practice. A lot of people for years had the practice that as you're finishing the chuppah, they sing Im Eshkachech. It's like a little bit of a sad moment, Im Eshkachech. Everyone's singing Im Eshkachech. And then when Im Eshkachech ends, the chassan breaks the glass and everyone goes Mazel Tov and starts celebrating, as if like that was the gong that brought in all of the celebration. But the truth is, that's not why you're breaking the glass. You're breaking the glass, it's supposed to be sad. You're remembering. That's why some people now, they do it in the middle of singing the song. They do it in the middle of singing the song. There's another practice that you put ashes on the forehead of the chassan. And sometimes he doesn't want to ruin his hair, so he's like, go easy on the ashes. But there's, I remember at my brother's wedding, Rav Twersky was the Masader Kedushin, so he took a nice clump of ashes and like smooshed it into my brother's forehead. The ashes are supposed to be there, not just like a symbolic, like, okay, brush it off quickly, let's go on with the wedding. The ashes are supposed to be that even though we're happy, we're celebrating, there's supposed to be a little bit of a restraint in the celebration because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So that's also a Zecher LeMikdash. But that's not a Zecher LeMikdash Bivinyana. That's not remembering the grandeur. That's realizing, that's Avelis. That's realizing that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So maybe, I thought we could suggest, maybe that's the machlokas Abaye and a Maimar. Abaye comes and says, we got to do like they did. Days, weeks, happy, come on. Let's remember what was done in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, they had a mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. We'll also do Sfiras Omer. Days, weeks, Zecher LeMikdash Bivinyana. Comes along a Maimar and says, what are you talking about? Zecher LeMikdash. We have to realize, we have to remember that the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. We're doing this not to remember, how great the mitzvah was when the Beis HaMikdash was around. We're doing this, and part of our doing it is to remember that we don't have this mitzvah. When the Beis HaMikdash was around, we had a mitzvah d'oraisa called Sfiras Omer. We don't have that mitzvah d'oraisa anymore. The mitzvah is only d'rabbanan. And therefore, maybe dafka, that's the reason why we leave out part of the mitzvah. We don't want to do the full mitzvah. Maybe we dafka leave out part of the mitzvah. Maybe we even leave out the ikar part, the shavuos. You know why? Because we want to remember we are sad. We're doing this mitzvah, but it's only the rabbanon. We want to do it the oraisa. Maybe there's an element of zechel mikdash b'chorbanah here. And this perhaps is the hesber of the machlokas abayin amemar according to the Ran. So what did we do so far today? We saw two ways to understand the machlokas abayin amemar. Bigadol. Is it a machlokas about whether it's the oraisa or the rabbanon? Or do they both hold derabanan, and the machlokas is what type of derabanan is this? Or what was the goal of the derabanan? And within that, I gave two suggestions. Okay, this is the machlokas, Rambam and the Ran. As I pointed out, and then I'll take your questions, we pass it like a baye. According to the Rambam, we pass it like a baye, and it's deoraisa nowadays. According to the Ran, we pass it like a baye, and it's derabanan nowadays. So what's most important in the halacha is that it emerges a machlokas Rambam and Ran Shar Rishonim about whether Sfiras Omer nowadays is d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. Just last Shlomo Sa'inyan, I will tell you that there is an in-between sheet. The Rabbeinu Yerucham is quoted by the Beis Yosef. Rabbeinu Yerucham writes that maybe the days are d'oraisa nowadays and the weeks are d'rabbanan. We're not going to get into the lumbus of that. Why does he hold that? But just so that you know, there is a third sheet out there that's a hybrid in-between sheet. But the two classic opinions are Rambam, it's the oraisa, Ran and Shar Rishonim basically that it's derabanan. It's funny, there are a lot of people who don't say l'shem yichud before they do mitzvahs. We know that there is a Kabbalistic, a Hasidic practice to say l'shem yichud before you do a mitzvah. Now, if you look in the Siddur, if of all the places to perhaps not say L'Shem Yichud, you might want to suggest that it would be by Sfiras Omer. We know that there's an Isser of Baal Tosa. If you're not allowed to do a mitzvah, if it's not a mitzvah. So how are you allowed to have Dirabbanans? We've discussed this, I think, already this year. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Mamrim that it's not Baal Tosa if you realize you're doing a Dirabbanan. If you do it as a Dioraisa, that's Baal Tosa. But if you do it as a Dirabbanan, that's not Baal Tosa. That's you're doing a Dirabbanan. It's only Baal Tosef if you think you're doing a D'oraisa. So take a look at what we say. I mean, I personally actually don't say this, but in a lot of shuls they wait in order to let everybody say L'Shem Yichud. Even regular non-Hasidic shuls, where people don't usually say L'Shem Yichud before they do mitzvahs. L'Shem Yichud kut shebrichu u'shchinte, chulei v'chulei, hinenei mucha ramezumen l'kayim mitzvahs asei shal sfiras ha'omer, kimo shekosuv batorah, usfartem lacham, chulei v'chulei. Sounds a lot like you're saying, I'm about to do the mitzvah d'oraisa of Sfiras Omer. It says mitzvah saseh. Now you might mean, no, it means mitzvah saseh d'rabbanan. Okay, maybe there is a little bit of ambiguity, but it sure sounds like you're saying you're doing a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa. Now, maybe if you hold like the Rambam, Ein Hachanami. But most Rishonim, and we're going to see the Shulchan Aruch Paschalim this way, hold that nowadays the mitzvah Sfiras Omer is d'rabbanan. So of all the mitzvahs where you perhaps shouldn't say the L'Shem Yichud, perhaps it should be the mitzvah Sfiras Omer. So those who have the practice to do it, and that's their minog, so you should probably continue doing it. But perhaps the text is vague enough that it really means derabanan. Maybe it's coming from the Shittas HaRambam. Or at least now that you know, and that's why it's important to learn things in depth, now that you know, so you just make sure that when you're saying the L'Shem Yichud, you should just make sure that you have in mind that you're not being Mekayim the Mitzvah D'Oraisa, unless the Rambam's right, but you're rather being Mekayim the Mitzvah D'Rabbanan. Okay, questions. Let's go around the room. We have a lot of questions. So, yeah.
Rachman, let me say after, makes it sound like it's more like
Derabanan.
Yeah.
So maybe that's saving the L'Shem Yichud.
It seems that it sounds like Zeichel HaMikdash and Tomer, but you
100%.
Can say...
100%. Rachman, or Yachzer Yolanim, 100%.
You can also say Kimosh Kosmetor. It's not like... It's
100%, I agree. Maybe that was... Maybe that's there to save the L'Shem Yichud. Very nice.
This whole thing was within the Ran, or because the Mishnah
also said, the Ran, I quote the Ran first because the Ran's a Rishon. And for the Ran, you need to like learn it in. The Kesef Mishnah says it explicitly, yes.
Fine. And,
100%. Yeah, I think he even quotes the Ran, though. I think he hangs his coattails on the Ran. Yeah.
Can you answer this whole Derabanan thing, that both of them are Zeichel HaMikdash, according to the Brisker Rav also? Seeing is that what he's doing?
He says, yeah. When we say Zeichel HaMikdash, we don't mean this type of Zeichel HaMikdash, we mean this
right,
type of Zeichel HaMikdash. So it could be that that's the machlokas. One is it's, that, it's this one, and one says it's not that one, it's this one. Right.
Well, why would they say that? That's
right, but what I was trying to explain why. Maybe there's some more fundamental issue here, that there's different goals with these different types of Zeichel HaMikdash. Granted, you're right. That's why I was saying what I'm saying is roughly based on the Brisker Rav. Brisker Rav clearly says, it's not a type of Zeichel HaMikdash. It's not this type of Zeichel HaMikdash. It's this type of Zeichel HaMikdash. We already have in the Brisker Rav two demon in Zeichel HaMikdash. But the question is, what's the Hesper there?
So why for a Maimar do we say the days, not the weeks? For the second explanation,
it works nicer.
Not nicer, but explains why we left.
I hear what you're saying.
Do we know like why weeks versus days?
No.
That's up to our imagination.
I don't know. I have to leave room for you guys to be mechadish more, right? In like 20 years, you'll say, I remember hearing Shir on this, and we never answered this question, so now I want to give a hesmer. 100%. Good.
How is the run Where's
that they both hold Sturm
Bottom? The first two answers that you give for Abayah and for Miller, the Ron's not mash, the Ron's is clear
that they're both Durabana. The question now that I'm asking is, okay, they're both Durabana, so then what's the machlokas? If they're both Durabana, why is there a machlokas?
Well, you said before you went through the machlokas that it was Mashma Duran.
Okay, I don't remember saying that, but if I said that, I'm not sure. In other words, I thought what we were saying was that it's clear in the Ran that they're both Durabanan. Now the question becomes, if they're both Durabanans, then why does one hold you do both and one holds not?
I thought that's how he held a Maimar.
Yeah, it sounds like he's passing.
I thought he was just explaining how Maimar.
No, but he also says we paskin like Abaye, and we hold it to Rabban. Which means he learned that Abaye is learning to Rabban also. Right? He says very clearly, Rov Mefarshim maskimim that Sfiris Omer Achshav Doleka Hava Velo Karban Eno Elamid Rabbanon. As a Maimar says, but yet we do, as he says in the beginning, we do days and weeks. So why are we doing days and weeks if we're holding like a Maimar that it's only Zeichel HaMikdash? It's mashma that Abaye also holds it to Zeichel HaMikdash. It's just that he holds within Zeichel HaMikdash, that means you do days and weeks, you recreate. And a Maimar was coming and saying, no, because it's Zeichel HaMikdash, you only do days.
So if we go on like a Maimar, why do we go by his definition of Zeichel HaMikdash by Yuma?
This machlok, because again, as I said, I don't want to take such a broad stroke and say, this is a world class machlokas. What are Zeichel HaMikdashes? This is a machlokas about this Durabanan. What's the nature of this Durabanan? That Durabanan might be something else, right? Just like we saw that, like the ashes on the head are going to be one type of Zeichel HaMikdash, and taking the lulav or simple space of shueva might be a different type of Zeichel HaMikdash, right? One might. Yes, yeah.
Lashon Gemara present a reason for a Maimar and say, oh, but a Maimar is the Zeichel HaMikdash, implies that it's not the reason for a Maimar.
Certainly, and that's why the Rambam, I think, learned that that certainly helps the Rambam. That's why the Rambam learned, yeah, by oldest Diyoraisa. And it must be that the other Rishon, we're learning that according to both of them, it's Durabanan. Either it's, they hold it's Durabanan. Midurabanan, they made a mitzvah Durabanan called Sfiras Omer, which means you do what they did. It's not Zeichel HaMikdash, right? That's like a third possibility I brought up. I gave two explanations within Zeichel HaMikdash, but in the beginning I said it could be that Abaye holds there's a mitzvah derabanan of Sfiras Omer. And I came along in a Maimar and he said, no, it's not just a mitzvah derabanan, it's a Zeichel HaMikdash derabanan.
Is there an alchemy?
Well, that could be why one holds days and weeks and one holds just days. Meaning that there are different types of Durabanans. We know the different Durabanans out there. There are Takanas, there are Gezeiras, there are things that are instituted Zeichel HaMikdash, there are things that are, right? So it could be that there's a that's what the other Rishonim were learning, that the other ones held it was Durabanan, and then long came a Maimar and said it's a specific type of Durabanan. It's a Zeichel HaMikdash. I will note, as you guys do your analysis tonight, I will note that in the Gemara it says Zeichel HaMikdash. The Ran says Zeichel HaMikdash bi almahu. Which is really like saying not just that it's a specific type, but it's a lower type. Oh, it's just Zeichel HaMikdash. meaning Abayim may be held, it was like this serious derabbanon. And along came a Meimar and said, no, it's just a Zecher Bi'alma. Now again, the Gemara doesn't say that, Bi'alma. But the Ran throws that in, which might indicate to you, careful reading of the Ran, might indicate to you about how the Ran is seeing things here.
Within Abayi, is there enough, you know, whether you say it's just a Derabbanan or a Zecher
Mikdash? You might not
necessarily say that. All of the different issues we're getting into now are much more just than lumdas, and not so much going to have a halachic ramification, per se, in terms of like why Abayi said what he said. Okay, going back to our big machlokas, which is the machlokas Rambam Shari Shonen. What's the machlokas? Is Sfiras Omer nowadays D'oraisa, like the Rambam says, or is it D'rabban? Okay, we're moving on to second stage now of our discussion. So if you missed the first stage, welcome, and we're you can now join us for the second part. We could be beginning now. We have a machlokas Rambam Shari Shonen. Rambam holds Sfiras Omer nowadays is D'oraisa. Shari Shonim holds Sfiras Omer nowadays is D'rabbana. What's the nafkamina between them? So we'll discuss two nafkamina. Nafkamina number one, can you count when it's Safek Laila? Can you count during Ben HaShmashos? This is very Lamaisa. When is this very Lamaisa? Fridays, Erev Shabbos, early Shabbos.
Also gets darker after.
When you daven in a regular minyan that does mincha marav, yes, that's true. Although some mincha marav depends what shul you're in. Some mincha marav, the time changes based on when shkia is. And some just say, okay, like I know growing up, the shul that I went to in Teaneck, New Jersey, Fridays, mincha was always, during the summer, mincha's at 7. That's when mincha is on Erev Shabbos. Doesn't matter when shkia is. Mincha's at 7, Kabbalah Shabbos, rabbi speech, marav. Maariv sometimes came out way, way before Shkia. And then there was like the Bizman minyan for like 10 or 15 people who were very, very makbid. They would have a minyan like in the basement, Bizman. And that way, as we were leaving shul, they'd be like coming into Daven Mincha. Okay? So when you have a minyan where you're davening Maariv, and this happens all the time with Erev Shabbos, by the way, even though we're smiling about it, long enough Ram writes about it, this is not like a new thing like in America that was created. This is done in Europe for hundreds of years. They've davened Mincha and Maariv like this. They davened early. Even in the times of the Gemara, we see that they used to daven Maariv early for a very simple reason, that it wasn't safe to start congregating at nights. You know, there weren't lights, and to start, you know, they lived in a rural area in the middle of the fields to start getting together, or it just wasn't practical. They didn't have cars. You want to get 10 people together. You live in a rural area. People's houses aren't right next to each other to congregate. So when they left work on their way home, they would daven Mincha and daven Maariv, and they would come home.
They would still be gathering in the dark.
That is true, but at least they were together, and it was on the way back from work, right? That would be the other issue of, like, in the winter, to start coming out. Once you went home in the winter, in cold climates, it wasn't so posh that you were coming back out at, like, 8 o'clock to catch, like, the 8:15 minyan at, like, you know, in so-and-so's field for Maariv. So there were different factors. There were factors of time and night and safety. There were factors of cold. But it's been a practice for a very long time to daven Mincha and Maariv, even Maariv, during the day. Different poskim have different opinions. The Magen Avraham does speak about it and justifies the minhag, I believe, if I remember correctly. But the first Tosfos in Brachos talks about this practice. It was being done by Zman Rishonim, it seems. So it's a larger issue. It's the machlokas when the night starts, or Yehuda holds it actually maybe starts much earlier, even when it's light out. So according to, if you're doing like Rabbi Yehuda, you might be doing lechachila because he holds the night starts earlier. Lemaisa, the reason why we're bringing all this up is because when you make early Shabbos, you end up having an issue. What should I do? Should I count Sfiras Omer? It's light out. It's maybe after Plaga Mincha, but it's still light out. Can I count Sfiras Omer? If I don't, I might go home and forget to count completely. So what should you do? Right, so not, yeah, we're not even talking about Ben HaShemashos. We're even talking about before Ben HaShemashos. Ben HaShemashos is Mamish Safek Chashecha, Safek Night. We might even be speaking about before that. But certainly Tosfos is talking about Safek Chashecha, which is probably Ben HaShemashos. So can you count Ben HaShemashos, or do you have to wait until it's Vadai to Sivuchavik? For instance, there's an Isser D'oraisa du Malachan Shabbos, correct? Correct. Does anybody ever say, okay, well, it's already Ben HaShemashos, right? You ever realize that Shabbos, we start Shabbos, like a nice amount of time before it gets dark, and we don't end Shabbos until it's certainly dark out. Why? because we're machmir. We don't know exactly when the day starts in Sdiraisa. So therefore, we start Shabbos at the beginning of Banish Mashos, because once Banish Mashos starts, it might be night. And we don't end Shabbos until Banish Mashos is over, because we don't want to take a risk with breaking Shabbos. So what about counting the Omer? Can you count the Omer Sapir Chashecha? Says Tosfos, yes. You can count the Omer during Banish Mashos. Oh, but it might not be night yet. It might not be the next day. You see, Me'ikar Adin, I'll give you a very quick introduction. Me'ikar Adin, you need to count at night. Why do we count at night? It's the beginning of the day. So, can you count Banish Mashos? Tosfos says yes. Why? Because it's only Dirabana. Seemingly, this is because Tosfos holds like the Ran. The mitzvah is only, nowadays, is only a mitzvah Dirabana. And therefore, since it's a mitzvah Dirabana, we could be makel at a time that's a suffix. However, what would the Rambam hold? Seemingly, the Rambam will hold that Sfiras Omer nowadays is Dioraisa. He would hold that you have to wait until Tzeisa Kochavim in order to count. I will add in this context that I believe it's quoted in the name of the Rav that, I don't know if he said it in Shir, I don't know if he said it in Lahalacha, but, and Tosfos already even hints to this, there might even, or it doesn't even hint to it, he says it explicitly, there might even be an advantage to counting at that time because you chak the Indian of Tamimos. This special din, see, there are those who are machmir specifically on the first night of the Omer to count exactly when it gets night. Right away, to count right away. Why? Because you want 50 full days. It's not 50 full days if you don't count from the very, very beginning of the first day. For this reason also, we're machmir, we try to be careful not to start Shavuos early. Generally, Shabbos, you can bring Shabbos in early. Certain Yom Tovs you can bring in early. Like Pesach, you could bring in Pesach early, but you can't start the Seder until night. Shavuos, we don't even bring in Shavuos early. Most shuls will not have an early minyan for Shavuos. Why? Because you want this period to be complete, because it says 7 full weeks, Tamimos. So therefore, we make sure we start on time, and we also try not to start Shavuos early. We want to finish the period of the Omer. So, therefore, there are those who suggest that maybe there's even a mila to counting during Banish Mashos, because then you totally are making sure that you're chapping to me most, you're getting early in the day. Okay, that's one nafkamina. Let me just give one other nafkamina, because I think we're running out of time. What time is it? 1:10. Okay, so one more nafkamina, and this nafkamina is, what if you have a suffix, whether I counted tonight already? Let's say I daven Marv at 8 o'clock. It's now 12:30. I'm in the dorm meeting, chalant. It's 12:30, and at night, it's midnight. And I realized, like, oh my gosh, did I count the Omer tonight? I don't remember if I counted the Omer tonight. I know I was having a long Shmona Esrei. I missed the Omer with them, but I think I counted after. I'm not sure. Should you count again with a bracha? To just count again and say, today is such and such day. Okay, you can always do that. There's nothing wrong with doing that. Nothing wrong with counting. But should you count again with a bracha? So we might think this would be dependent on our machlokes. If you hold that it's D'oraisa, the mitzvah, you should do the mitzvah again. If you don't, let's forget about the bracha, because we're going to end up saying that for brachos, our klal is suffik brachos lahakel, so we never make a bracha again, even if you hold the mitzvahs d'oraisa. But let's say you have laryngitis, and your throat hurts, and every word is painful for you, and you don't want to say extra words. So should you count again? Forget about the bracha, let's just say counting. Should you count again? So if you hold like the Rambam, that this is a mitzvah d'oraisa, Safek d'oraisa l'chomra, you need to count again. You'll have to say those words and strain your voice. But if you hold that it's only the Rabbanon, like the Ran and other Rishonim, so then it's a safek, you don't have to count again. Another place where this might be a chapur kula is, what if the day's over and you don't remember if you counted or not? I don't remember if I counted. So are you able to continue counting if you don't remember if you counted? This also might be dependent on whether it's a D'oraisa or D'rabbanan, but we're going to speak more about this issue, Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow.